And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is agronomist and cover crop coach Alex Frazier out of Northeast South Dakota. And Alex, let's talk soil health, and in particular with soybeans today. Give us some pointers.
Soil health and soybeans don't usually go hand in hand, but with our method of intercropping a cover crop with our soybeans, we've been able to see a lot of big benefits. What we're doing is we have an air seeder where we're planting soybeans on 15-inch rows and our intercrop mix of oats, rye, and flax on 15-inch rows all at the same time. And we're using that intercrop mix as a way to benefit our cash crop. About 6 to 8 weeks after we plant, we terminate it and then just harvest the soybeans as you normally would. Some of the reasons why we're doing that is for weed control and early season growth, and trying to harvest more sunlight from our soybean acre in a time of the year that would traditionally be mostly bare.
All right, good stuff, Alex. And hey, we'll have more on soybeans when we come back.
Cattle producers, March 26th at 1 p.m. is the annual Glasgow Angus Bull Sale at the Wild Rose Fire Hall. Featuring superior performance, durability, docility, and powerful pedigrees, this outstanding set of Black Angus Bulls are backed by more than 50 years of Glasgow Angus maternal excellence. They are bred to thrive and built to last. Parentage, genetics, and full data on every bull is provided prior to sale day. Check out GlasgowAngus.com or DV Auction. Be there March 26th at the Wild Rose Fire Hall. Attention cattlemen, the 22nd annual Cranview Gelvie and Angus Genetic Progress Sale is coming up on Saturday, March 28th at the Rugby Livestock Auction. Selling will be 50 Angus, Balancer, and Gelvie bulls, as well as 35 Balancer and Gelvie heifers. 75% of the offering is homozygous black, 95% homozygous polled, and 40% of the bulls are calving ease. Call us at 701-720-8823 or email rlarnold@gmail.com for more information. That's the Cranview Gelvie and Angus Genetic Progress Sale, March 28th in Rugby.
Talking soil health and soybeans today with Alex Frazier on Ranching Issues. And Alex, yields can really benefit with these practices, right?
Absolutely. For the last 6 years, we've been intercropping our soybeans. And in that time frame, we've raised our APH 11 bushel. Now, yield, I think, is a consequence of good decisions. That's not the most important thing that we've done. Yield is great. It makes us more money. But where we've seen the biggest benefit is we've been able to reduce our nitrogen 40%, our phosphorus 75%, and we're spraying less chemistry on those soybean acres, having a compounding positive effect where we're getting more efficient with our corn and our wheat following, and just raising our ROI on our farm, which is ultimately the goal.
Good stuff, Alex. Thanks for that. And that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Glasgow Angus Bull Sale, by the Cranview Gelvie and Angus Production Sale, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.